Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
An independent auditor says the running mate of Utah governor candidate Phil Lyman is ineligible to run.
Lyman filed a lawsuit minutes after that announcement. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a story, Peter.
Amanda, the Utah State Constitution says no one can run for top state positions unless, quote, that person is a qualified voter and has been a resident citizen of the state for 5 years, next preceding the election. In English, the Lieutenant Governor's Office interprets that as a requirement for a candidate to live in Utah for 5 straight years before they run. State Representative Phil Lyman's running mate, Lane Bangerter, has said he moved to Utah from Idaho in 2021. Lyman writes on X the language is ambiguous, though, and that the Ohio Supreme Court ruled similar language in their own constitution meant being a resident for any number of years before the state election. Lyman has launched a lawsuit, and the clock is ticking because the primary is under 2 months away. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Phil Lyman is suing to keep Lane Bangerter on the Utah ballot. Bangerter's stay in Idaho conflicts with residency rules for Utah's race. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more of that story. Michael?
Tim, the lawsuit was filed yesterday, and it draws in part of the state constitution that requires candidates to have lived in Utah for 5 years, just like Peter said. Now, Bangerter was living in Idaho back in 2020, so you can see why there's conflict now in 2024. Well, anyway, back in 2020, Bangerter was busy gathering support for then-President Donald Trump's re-election.
I am proud to cast all of Idaho's votes, 32 votes, to Donald John Trump.
Now, Bangerter lived in Utah for more than 30 years before he moved to Idaho. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Phil Lyman pulled off the big win Saturday among delegates at the GOP state convention, but Governor Spencer Cox still is seeing a lot of support among Republicans statewide in a new poll.
NPI's latest Utah public opinion polls finds Governor Cox way ahead among a sampling of Republicans with an opinion, 81%, over second place State Representative Phil Lyman at 6%. Data shows strongest Republican support from ages 65 plus at 69% support. Also in the 60 percentile range, people with household incomes of greater than $100,000, parents with children over the age of 18. NPI's research also shows strong support for the governor from independents and members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We're learning new details this morning about the four officers killed during a shootout while trying to serve a warrant in North Carolina.
The Marshals Task Force was made up of federal agents and other officers from the region. A member of the Marshals Service was among the four officers killed, along with two officers from the State Department of Adult Correction and Charlotte Police Officer Joshua Iyer, who'd been with the department for 6 years.
He survived by his wife, Ashley, and his three-year-old son, Andrew.
According to the Fraternal Order of Police, this year is on pace to set a record for police officers shot.
You know, we were talking about this when we got here this morning. It just seems like we've had a rash of it lately. Two in one day here in Utah that were shot. And here another four officers dead. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says the suspect was also killed during that standoff.
A fire near the Oak Grove campground in the mountains above Leeds in southern Utah has grown to 22 acres. Utah Fire Info says the fire is still 0% contained, but no buildings are threatened. A Type 3 incident team is fighting the fire, and it was believed to have started after an all-terrain vehicle caught fire.
Several Utah County cities have banded together to explore splitting off from the Alpine School District. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Tim, yesterday, Highland, Cedar Hills, Alpine, Lehigh, Draper, and American Fork all signed a combined agreement to explore splitting off and becoming their own school district. Now, a split won't happen unless voters sign off in the end, but what these cities are doing reduces the voter pool. If these cities want to split, voters within the cities would make the final decisions. If the Alpine School Board voted to pursue a split of some kind, every voter within the entire district would make the decision. Highland's mayor told KSL TV they're worried that if they don't get the ball rolling and put the decision of splitting in their voters' hands, they're worried it won't happen at all. This morning, the school board is set to meet to discuss how they want to move forward on the district's future. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we had a crash, and in fact, we do, on the southbound side of I-15 just after 31st Street in Ogden, but it's over to the right shoulder. So far, nothing on the northbound side of I-15 from Provo all the way through Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A fake 911 call brought dozens of officers to a home in West Jordan.
Police say the call came in Monday afternoon, claiming there was a an active shooting at a home and multiple people were hurt. About 30 fire, police, and emergency medical workers made their way to the home expecting some kind of standoff, but when they got there, it was another normal day for the homeowner. The homeowner said they had no knowledge of a 911 call being made. This was the second time this happened to them. Police are investigating the incidents. Emergency services are also reminding Utahns that fake calls like this severely drain their resources and could prevent them from helping someone that might actually need it. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The man who killed University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe was sentenced last evening to 15 years to life in prison. Buck shot Lowe in 2021 outside a party. Lowe's father, William Smith Jr., shared his reaction after the sentence.
I believe that justice took its course today. Yes,
Smith says he forgives Buck, but his wife does not.
Utah's new potty training requirement for kindergartners goes into effect tomorrow.
Utah's Board of Education has set out some guidelines to clarify the law passed earlier this year. Kelsey James, the board's communications director, says the guidelines define what it means to be toilet trained.
To be toilet trained, a student should be able to communicate when they need to use the bathroom to an adult, and then basically to use the bathroom without assistance.
The exception is for students that may need an IEP or Section 504 plan. James also clarified that the law applies to incoming kindergartners, which means those trying to finish out this school year should not be impacted. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.